Hello, everybody. My name is Mike Guidry, and I am the public art curator here at University of Houston. And this is my walking tour. I'm going to start here at the Moore's Opera House, which is at entrance 16, right off of Elgin. Frank Stella was commissioned in 1997 to do a piece for the Opera House, and this is our largest piece to date in terms of scale and in terms of budget. And what he did here in the lobby of the Opera House was a mural on the barrel vaulted ceiling, and also a really large scale triptych in the mezzanine area, as well as the underside of the catwalk actually inside the Opera House itself. So this is really kind of an amazing and exuberant piece of art that Frank made for U of H. And he actually collaborated with a lot of local artists on this. He set up a studio space here in Houston, not far from the campus, and employed a small group of local artists to help him create this piece. And it's a really amazing collage of all kinds of abstracted imagery that he's well known for. The only unfortunate thing about this is that the Opera House is very often locked up, so you can't just walk in to see it. But if you go into the music school office and ask very nicely, they might let you in. Or if you come to a performance at the Opera House, you'll get to see it all up close and personal. But I highly recommend checking out this piece by Frank Stella called Euphonia. And if you look across the street, right across Elgin, if you were coming into the campus from Elgin or Cullen, you might notice a grouping of chairs that kind of wrap around the corner, and that is another piece by artist Mary Miss that was done in the late 90s. And the chairs are a reference to the neighborhood that used to exist right here. And the chairs really reference the front porch social culture that existed in that neighborhood prior to air conditioning. It's really another wonderful piece that's really kind of understated, and most people, I think, just drive right by and don't even really notice it. So I'm leaving the Opera House, and I'm walking east, and I'm turning into this really beautiful wooded quadrangle that is in the middle of the Opera House and the School of Music. Flanked on one side, toward the back, is the Wortham Theater and the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Center for the Arts and the Communication School. And then on the other side is the Fine Arts Building, just so you can orient yourself. So I am now walking, I turned right and I'm walking south toward the Wortham Theater, and we are going to go and see a piece by Allison Schatz. She is a Brooklyn-based artist, kind of not quite emerging, maybe headed toward mid-career. She's a really amazing artist whose work deals with nature and issues surrounding nature and how we perceive it, how it's been looked at over the years, how the perception of it has changed. And this piece is called A Moment in Time. And this was actually the first piece, the first project that I worked on when I started my job here at U of H. And it hangs from the ceiling of the box office lobby here at the Wortham Theater. It is a translucent glass bead piece that is meant to mimic like falling rain, frozen in a moment. It's really an elegant, very quiet, beautiful piece that takes up most of the ceiling space in the box office lobby. It is made up of about 2,300 strands of clear glass beads and monofilament that hang from a grid system at the ceiling. And it's really an amazing piece worth checking out. And I have to say, sort of at twilight time is the best time to see this piece. So what we are going to do now is leave Wortham Theater and head a little bit east, moving toward the center north side of the campus, walking past the School of Communications and behind the Fine Arts Building where the Blaffer Gallery is located, and we're going to go take a look at some more pieces of art, or have a listen to some more pieces of art. One thing I should say while we're walking is that the University of Houston has had a public art collection since 1966. That's when it began. And we have it's a 1% program. So 1% of the construction budget for every new building goes to art. And when it began, it really started out as small art purchases. First by a couple of faculty members that were here at the time, and then and it was really slow to grow. Probably in the first 20 years, they had only acquired about 14 to 15 pieces of art. But now we have about almost 450 pieces of art in the University of Houston Public Art Collection. And it spans all five campuses of U of H. We have the main campus here. We have the downtown campus, which is just a couple of miles away. We have a Clear Lake campus, and Sugar Land and Victoria campuses. And there is art on all of these campuses. So now we're over here at behind the Fine Arts Building. If you look to the right, you'll see a sculpture by William King called Collegium. It's these three gigantic aluminum kind of stick figures walking in the space. And then if you look a little bit further back towards your right, which there's a sculpture in front of our social work building by Tom Sayer that is called Contemplation. And as we keep walking east, there's another steel sculpture by an artist named Brian Wall called Ali, and the Tom Sayer sculpture and the Brian Wall sculpture are really great examples of big masculine set 1970s steel abstract sculpture, which was indicative of what was being created at that time. And the other interesting thing about the collection here at U of H, since it's a 45-year-old public art collection, is that in a lot of ways it's a really great survey of what was what's happening in public art in the 20th century and moving into the 21st century. So we have a sampling of, you know, bronze figurative works. We have these monumental steel abstract sculptures, and then we have the more kind of contemporary ideas of what public art is today. So moving on east, we are walking now on to the back of the architecture school, which is a building that was designed and built by Philip Johnson. And when the art was being selected for this building, Philip Johnson actually made a recommendation that we should consider working with an artist named Scott Burton. And so we did. So Scott was commissioned to make these two really wonderful pink granite benches that sit on the back side, or the campus side, south side of architecture. And they really kind of blend seamlessly into the architecture. If you didn't know it otherwise, you might think that Philip Johnson designed them himself. for this space. But they're really kind of simple, elegant benches that sit at the back here. And Scott Burton was a really interesting artist. He was kind of one of the first that that really combined art and design into his work and kind of blurred the lines between art and design, you know, kind of ahead of artists like Jorge Pardo. So we're really kind of proud to have Scott Burton in our collection. So we are walking south now and down a little kind of a dead-end street behind architecture, and we are going to look at a great work by Jim Love, who was a really well-known Houston artist. And he did this piece for the College of Engineering, which sits in the courtyard between the two buildings. And this is a fairly unique piece in the collection in that it's really one of the only ones that that is more of an environment than anything. He created these two trees and a bird. Pretty large scale, chunky steel trees. Also in collaboration with the students here at Engineering. Actually worked with them to help him design and engineer these tree forms. So they sit here in the courtyard of the College of Engineering, and it's really a humorous piece, which is what Jim Love's work was about. They're this pair of almost identical, very abstracted blue tree forms that are probably about 16 or 18 feet tall, and then sitting between the two trees is this a very goofy red bird with blue polka dots and a hat. So it's a humorous piece. So that is just really a small sampling of what is here on the campus, really just on the north side of campus. There's plenty more. One of our most recent pieces that's just being finished is a piece at Calhoun Lofts by Colorado-based artist Lawrence Argent that's really kind of amazing, and that will be announced soon when it's complete. Some of our other recent pieces is a commission that we did with local artist Randy Twaddle at the Honors College, which is located in the MD Anderson Library. And he did a really large-scale diptych that was like his reversal drawings that he was doing for a couple of years. And it's a really amazing poem that he strung together using phrases, very common kind of cliched phrases. So I recommend you see that too. And also, just last year, we did a really large commission with the Art Guys, and that is an amazing piece. That is located at Cougar Village. That piece is called The Statue of Four Lies, and they created this monument-style plaza. It's complete with over life-size figures of themselves set in this, this plaza environment with Greek text, a time capsule. They created a codex for it that's housed in the special collections that works in tandem with the sculpture. So you can look at the sculpture, find out all of these strange clues and ambiguities, and then go to the codex and try to decipher it. And the piece is meant to sort of live on because of the time capsule, for one thing, which is going to be opened at the 100th anniversary of the founding of U of H. And it's also meant to be somewhat of an interactive piece, because when they created it, they knew that people like to interact with figurative sculpture. It's been a success in that way so far. So again, that's just a small sampling of what we have here on campus. I encourage you to come out and take a look if you're going to come, I'd say come on a Friday afternoon or a Saturday or a Sunday. Much easier to park. You can walk around and really take your time and see what's going on here. And not all of the pieces are sculptures outside. We have a lot of paintings, drawings, prints, photographs inside a lot of the buildings and the public spaces. And also check out our other campuses. The downtown campus and the Clear Lake campus also have a significant amount of art. At the downtown campus, just last year, we installed a major piece by a New York-based artist, Jacob Hashimoto. That's a really wonderful three-story hanging sculpture in the atrium of their new business building. And also in that same building on the first floor is a series of paintings by Janicki Linney, who lived here in Houston for quite a while, and now she lives in New Hampshire. And at our Sugar Land campus, we have another installation coming up very soon by New Orleans-based artist Lynn Emery. And that's it's going to be a really elegant, beautiful, very large kinetic piece that I think is going to be really great over there at that campus. So that concludes my tour. I hope you guys can come out and have a look, spread the word. A lot of people don't know about the collection here, so it's a real gem and a treasure to have in our city. Thanks, guys.